Morning Watch, The Grace of God and the Economy of God, Week 2. Experiencing the Grace of God and the Economy of God. Friday Related Verses. 2 Corinthians 1:12. For our boasting is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in singleness and sincerity of God, not in fleshly wisdom, but in the grace of God, we have conducted ourselves in the world, and more abundantly toward you. 1 Timothy 1:15 through 16. Faithful is the word and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am foremost. But because of this, I was shown mercy, that in me, the foremost, Jesus Christ might display all his long-suffering for a pattern to those who are to believe on him unto eternal life. Philippians 4:12-13. I know also how to be abased, and I know how to abound. In everything and in all things, I have learned the secret both to be filled and to hunger, both to abound and to lack. I am able to do all things in him who empowers me. 1 Timothy 1:2. To Timothy, genuine child in faith, grace, mercy, peace from God the Father, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Titus 3:7. In order that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. 2 Corinthians 8:9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, for your sakes he became poor, in order that you, because of his poverty, might become rich. Related reading. All the disciples and apostles who saw the resurrected Christ not only saw him objectively, but also experienced him subjectively. Through their seeing of Christ, he entered into them and became the subjective one in them. When the day of Pentecost came, this was the reason they were living, energetic, and operative. The resurrected Christ was in them. The grace that motivated the Apostle Paul and operated in him was not some matter or something, but a living person, the resurrected Christ, the embodiment of God the Father, who became the all-inclusive, life-giving Spirit, who dwelt in the Apostle as his everything. This corresponds to Paul's declaration in Philippians 4:13. I am able to do all things in him who empowers me. Here, him refers to this resurrected Christ who became the life-giving Spirit. In such a Christ, Paul was empowered to do all things. This is the grace of God. Grace is something of God which is wrought into our being and which works in us and does things for us. It is nothing outward. In 1 Corinthians 15:10, Paul does not tell us that by the grace of God he has what he has, or even that by the grace of God he does what he does. It is not a matter of doing, having, or working. It is absolutely a matter of being. Hence, Paul says, by the grace of God I am what I am. This means that the grace of God had been wrought into his being, making him that kind of person. Grace is not outside of us or beside us. It is a divine person, God himself in Christ, wrought into our being to be the constituent of our being. Grace is the triune God wrought into our being to be what we should be and to live, work, and do things for us so that we may say, I am what I am by the grace of God. It is not I, but the grace of God. Paul indicates that by himself he was nothing, and by himself could never be an apostle, and that he labored more than the others, yet it was not he who labored. It was the grace of God. The grace which was with Paul and which enabled him to labor more than others was actually God himself. God in Paul was eternal life as supply and support for the carrying out of his New Testament economy. Throughout the centuries, all the living servants of the Lord have had this resurrected Christ living in them. We can testify that he, as the grace of God, lives in us, enabling us to do what we could never do in ourselves. We may be persecuted and opposed, and we may suffer very much. However, we have the resurrected Christ in us. The more we are opposed, the more alive and active we become. We must all declare that in our labor, it is not we, but the grace of God with us. We should not be the ones working. Rather, the grace of God, the resurrected Christ who lives in us, should be the one working. We need to learn of Paul to coordinate with the one living in us. Although in ourselves we cannot carry out the Lord's work or bear the burden of the churches, the work is easy to do and the burden is easy to bear when it is the processed and consummated one living in us who does the work and bears the burden. We should praise the Lord that we can simply enjoy his living and his working and rejoice in him. Grace is the incarnated, crucified, resurrected Christ, becoming the life-giving spirit to enter into us, to indwell us, and to be our life and life supply. Such an amazing grace can make a sinner the foremost apostle.